Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is a Top 5 Countdown. We're partying with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending February 28th, 2015. Now, I want you all to be on your best behavior, because we greet a true musical legend this week. He's just minutes away, but first, let's roll Maroon 5 in fifth place with Sugar. These guys were on hand at Sunday's Oscar telecast. Hold on for more.
Sugar!
Maroon 5 steps back a slot to fifth place with Sugar. On Sunday, the band was in Los Angeles performing at the Academy Awards ceremony. Adam Levine and company sang Lost Stars from the movie Begin Again. It was nominated for Best Original Song but lost to Glory by John Legend and Common. Now, as for that musical legend I mentioned, Paul McCartney turns up in our fourth place song, 4 or 5 Seconds, along with Rihanna and Kanye West. Paul's been away from the top five for a very long time. Stay with me for details.
Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, oh, that's all I want.
Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney jumped 2 slots to fourth place with 4 or 5 Seconds. It's the lead single from Rihanna's upcoming 8th album, which features Kanye as executive producer. We don't have a release date yet, but it should be soon. As for Paul, he hasn't cracked the U.S. top five since 1983, when he and Michael Jackson topped the Hot 100 with Say, Say, Say. Well, it's all a bit of an anti-climax from here, I'm afraid. Good old Hozier remains in third place with Take Me to Church.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. I believe that yesterday is a good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. I believe that yesterday is a good God. Let me give you my life.
Hozier remains stuck in third place with Take Me to Church. It has hit number one in 12 countries, including Austria, Canada, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Lebanon, Poland, and Switzerland. Ed Sheeran spends another week in second place with Thinking Out Loud. Ed's calendar is full, and I'll break it down after the song.
So honey, now, take me into your loving arms. Thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are.
Ed Sheeran treads water in second place with Thinking Out Loud. On Wednesday, he's at the Brit Awards, where he may pick up 3 trophies. After that, Ed flies to the Middle East and India before touring Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. 1 week's rest, and then he hits South America. Up at number one, it's 7 weeks and counting for Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. This single is topping charts the world over, but there's one place you'll never hear Mark sing. Keep it here for more.
Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars rule the Hot 100 for a lucky 7th week with Uptown Funk. Mark tells the New York Post that while the song's a hit, he knows his own voice is terrible and he won't even sing in the shower. Well, our shower of hits is over, but it all starts again next week. Thank you so much for dropping by. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.